We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Tootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
I tell him to sell!
It's Texans stock up, stock down on the drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
That's right. Every hump day on Houston's number one afternoon drive sports talk program. That'd be this one, The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. We do a little stock action, little look at stock up, stock down. Today's edition is, of course, day one of Texans training camp, as that is now in the books. And both of these fellows, Clint Sterner, Ron the Show Hughley, they were out there sweating along with the players on day one of camp in H-Town today. Want to get started with you, Ron the Show. And I know you like to start with some positives sometimes. So let's go stock up, Ron, for day one of Texans camp in your eyes.
Stock up to me is, in a couple of ways, to be honest with you. You talked about it earlier, Clint, on the offensive line. There was a lot of fun had, a lot of mix and match. But from my memory, the two times when we saw drills done, and especially team drills done when they had number ones and number twos, you said Titus Howard was the one at right guard that was mostly in the same spot. Well, the only other person that was also with the ones each time was Arriante Ursery. Arriante Ursery started out first at that right tackle spot, which we've seen Blake Fisher been holding down during OTAs and mandatory minicamp. And then the final team period, he swung over there to the left side and was the left tackle. So he ran with the ones at right tackle the first time and then at left tackle the second time. And little buddy went ahead, shout out to you, Kansas City's own. Little buddy went ahead and got him a little nice little contract yesterday. Got 9.2. There you go right there. Got that locked and loaded, so he's getting that NFL money. And he is also apparently appearing at least today. Now, tomorrow could be completely different, but today looks like he is in line for maybe getting one of those top spots, either on the right or the left side. So I think it was a stock-up day for Arriante Ursery.
Yeah, it definitely was, Ron. You are correct. He has opened some eyes in a big way. This isn't, well, you got drafted number two or in the second round. We had offensive line problems. We got to plug and play this guy. He's clearly impressed some folks. He clearly is grasping the offense and is able to go out there and compete with the two guys that I thought would be starting, and Blake Fisher at right tackle and Cam Robinson at left tackle. Now, I don't know if this is just an effort to create a swing tackle or if there's a legit shot that he could start at one of these tackles. I got to believe that if he's impressed that quickly, that he's damn sure on the heels, nipping at the heels, if not even with Blake Fisher. So, yeah, I got to say after one day, Ron, that Arriante Ursery is probably the top takeaway in terms of that stock being up a bit.
There you have it. That is Ron the Show Hughley's stock up after day one at Texans camp. The rookie, but big as hell, Ursery.
I was about to say, someone texted in, how does Ursery look? I was going to say big as hell.
That's what everybody keeps saying, is that rookie looks very big. But that is Ron's stock up. Over to the former NFL quarterback. Clint, you've gone through a few of these training camps in your life before. Stock up for you, Dirty Red, after day one of camp for the Texans.
I'm going to go with Nick Caley here. I mean, I've been very critical of Nick Caley, and I'll be honest, I still don't know what in the hell is this offense is going to look like, but I tip my cap to Nick Caley. I think when you got a guy like Nico Collins, when you get your first shot at calling offensive plays, when you got a guy like C.J. Stroud, I think it's easy to talk, but it's difficult to go out there and stay disciplined and literally, you know, follow up or follow through with all the promises you made. And I thought today was a tremendous day offensively in terms of us fans and the media trying to decide what this unit's going to look like. I thought Nick Caley going out there, keeping it slow-paced, really focusing on communication and really, really good sound reps. If you hear D'Amico Ryans talk again about the communicators, the coordinators, the quarterback, it was a great day. There was no balls on the ground. Literally, there was no damn sure no snaps on the ground. There were no. I didn't see any false starts. I didn't see any re-huddle. I saw some of that on special teams, but I didn't see any of that on offense. So it was a very, very efficient, clean day. And so I tip my cap to Nick Caley, man, for just be, you know, that is where the focus needs to be. Is do the simple things savagely well, and then we'll grow from there. And I think Nick did that today.
Yeah, it looks like they got a game plan. That's for sure. They got a game plan in there, and they're following it.
New OC, Nick Caley, that's Clint Sterner's stock up. This is a day one of Texans training camp. It's in the books. That's today's edition of Stock Up, Stock Down, right here live on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Now we got to talk about the bet. Back to you, Ron, the show. After one day, after being out there in that hot-ass sun, what is your stock down for Texans after this first day of training camp?
Yeah, I'm going rogue. I'm not doing stock downs. I'm just going to do – no, I'm kidding.
it's I'm a real bear
only,
market
Only
out
stock
there.
Ups, damn it. Damn it, today. No. Stock down for me is John Metchie. This math ain't mathing for me right now for John and – I mean, the amount of
time's got to be running out, right?
I'm just saying. I know maybe you shouldn't take a lot into the ones or the twos or going out, but the amount of people that I was watching trot on that field before he got on that field, it was and to see that it wasn't 7 or 10 throwing a lot of balls to him or being under center with him, and I'm looking at it, Clint. Obviously, Nico Collins and Christian Kirk are obviously ahead of him. Obviously, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel are ahead of him. Justin Watson, to me, they signed in free agency, is ahead of him. And I'm going to tell you right now, that Jarrett Wayne fella continues to go in. I mean, he goes in before Noel and Watson sometimes.
He was first in the line when the receivers are doing routes on air.
And not just that, like he went in multiple times in team drills with CJ in there, but before him, and then obviously, I mean, based off the special teams today that I watched today, nobody else seemed to be able to catch a punt outside of Braxton Berrios. Feels like he's probably got a spot. Xavier Hutchinson does more than he does, and quite frankly, he's been more productive. It's just not mathing. Right now,
yeah.
For John Mitchell.
Yeah, time's got to be running.
You said, you said a lot there, and I think we could ask one question. And this is including OTAs, by the way. Right now, John Mechie's going to have a hard time making this team over Jarrett Wayne.
That's what I'm wondering.
And I'm impressed with Wayne. I heard Johnny Harrison. Well, there's clearly a move here with this group. Maybe it's D'Amico, maybe it's Nick. I don't know. But they clearly look at it and say we need more size in our wide receiver room.
Yeah.
With the draft pick they did, as well as this Wayne is getting a lot of push and he's taking advantage of it. Mm-hmm. But like if you aren't, I mean, it's gonna be tough. He better really lean into that CJ Stroud best friend mode.
John Metchie, stock down for Ron the show. Clint Sterner, put a cap on this thing for us after day one at Texans camp. Stock down for you.
It's easy for me, man. The running back situation out there today was interesting. Yeah. No Joe Mixon, no problem. Joe Mixon can survive that. Joe Mixon has earned that. No Damian Pierce. What the hell's going on?
Where are thou?
DP. Whether I don't even care if it's injury and he just can't go. Whatever it is. Damian Pierce can't start training camp in a year where he may not finish training camp. You can't start training camp in the training room or wherever the hell you're at. Like, Damian Pierce, the stock down is as low as it's ever been right
he
now.
He got to be on the field the way Pierce. That John Metchie's is. John Metchie is. Both need to be on the field.
He got to be back there catching punts.
Yeah. Kickoff, something.
Everything.
Yeah. You know, and J.J. Taylor, he was out as well. So, I mean, they had some real low numbers there in the running back position. But
you know who wasn't out?
Oh, Nikki?
No. Nick Chubb wasn't, but you know who had run them twos, though. 33, baby. You kidding me? Old Mr. Dependable.
There he is.
Need a kicker.
All right,
got
baby.
It. Need a running back. Got it.
I saw British over there, too. He got him a couple of reps.
They like Brooks, don't they?
They do. They like British Brooks over there. I saw him a little bit. All right, coming up, we'll get you an Astros update as they are looking to sweep the Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll let you know where they are as we continue right here live on the Drive.
What's up, Clint? How y'all doing, man?